This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome down the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, and of course, Oscar Garner, the gamer. Oscar Garner III, great to have you back in the clubhouse studios, my friend, wearing your Michigan State gear proudly after a nice warm-up against, are they the Leathernecks, Western Michigan?
The Broncos.
The Broncos?
Yes, the Western Michigan Broncos. My mother was an alum, so we had a little in-house rivalry last night.
Beautiful. Well, this is our first real radio broadcast, so try to act like we know what we're doing.
Of course.
I want to thank Big Ed and, of course, Matt up there on the controls for putting this all together. It's a challenge for an old man like me as we decipher through the world of technology. But now we'll be able to stream live on The Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com as well as Tantalk1340.com. So a lot of exciting things. Not a lot going on in the world of golf right now. You got LIV. You got the leaderboard right there. I said that we weren't going to talk about that tour, but we're going to. And why don't you put that leaderboard up?
Yeah, so right now we're in Boston at the International. Not too familiar with that course out there, but of course, if you're familiar with the LIV platform at all, it's a team field. So we got a couple teams that are in the lead right now. I'll go teams and I'll go players. How's that sound?
Yeah, no, teams sound like roller derby freaking teams.
I was going right to get to that. I was going to get to that. I mean, these logos aren't helping either. So we got...
they're Bush League.
Yeah, it looks like something I made on Microsoft or something. So look, High Flyers are leading right now, minus 11. I'll go through who's
High Flyers. That's a basketball team.
It's roller derby.
Well, no, that's a basketball team. Here comes the High Flyers playing 3-on-3, brother.
Those are the High Flyers are the guys who pull up to the Globetrotters and then lose on purpose.
Exactly.
That's them. So the High Flyers are minus 11 right now. The Four Aces, minus 10. Crushers, minus 8. And then tied for fourth place, a three-way tie right now. The Ironheads, Stinger, and Punch. Those are a couple underground band
give
names.
Give me those names again.
Ironhead, Stinger, and Punch.
Ironhead. Why don't you bring Iron Maiden onto one of the courses? They play rock music loud.
Stinger is somebody's son who's got a band in the basement who like practices once a month. That's Stinger. So
they smoke a pound of weed and they're down their basement.
They smoke
hey,
more.
It's the Stingers, man.
Mom, you wouldn't get it. It's not a phase.
my word.
So leading the High Flyers, Matthew Wolf at minus 7. He's tied for first place with Taylor Gooch at minus 7. He's for the Four Aces. Cam Smith, a little controversial involvement there, a little departure recently after a big open win. Minus 6 in third place, tied for third with Neiman at minus 6, and then Kevin Na, who's at minus 4. Fifth place right now. So
remember, these are.
Oh Lord, random Michigan fan in the building.
Oh yeah, of course they got to interrupt the radio show.
Of course,
you know they know that there's a Hawkeye
entitled Michigan fans doing their thing again.
Exactly. Here we are, a Hawkeye and a Spartan, and they're already showing their colors. They're heading upstairs.
Lord.
We
Get
don't have to
here.
Worry about them. Anyway, what do you the High Flyers? What do you suppose their vertical is?
Oh, all combined, 6 inches. amongst the three-man team,
the four-man team, fires, man.
They can get 6 inches off the ground collectively.
All they care is they get it about 350 out there. Yeah, Cam Smith, we'll talk to John Rieger about that one. He's going to chime in now. Yeah, the beauty of this technology, we're going to have Rieger in the conversation here sooner than we always need him sooner than we get him.
Right.
Anyway, every week, if you haven't heard on the Tee before, on the Tee Florida is we talk to PGA. We always talk local. We're going to talk to Mike Connors, who's involved with youth golf today, and then we'll have conversations with John on the great world of golf. You know, PGA, LPGA, Of course, we got the Quarter Sisters down in Bradenton. Give us plenty to talk about on the LPGA. Champions have a few things left. And then, of course, we got the President's Cup coming up as well.
Hey, why don't you plug where we're broadcasting from? Did you plug that in?
We're live. Maybe I didn't. I'm so nervous. I got, look at this. I got three laptops in front of me.
Right.
You know what that? How dangerous that is.
You
handle all my social media. This is like a time bomb getting ready to explode.
Anything can go wrong.
So I'm a little on edge, and I apologize if it's coming through the airwaves. Anyway, we're live from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, where it's game day. And it's game day in more ways than one. You got the Yankees across the street at Tropicana Field against the Rays after an absolute 9-0 ass-whipping last night by the Rays.
Yep.
We're now only 5 games out, which is unbelievable. And then, of course, you got your college game day fix last night.
Right.
And so did the Axeman, Alex, yep, with his Penn State win.
Escaping Purdue.
But you just saw we got a Michigan watch party. We got 95 televisions. If there's a game you want to watch, the Hawkeyes are on against South Dakota State. We've got their watch party, Alabama later. We've got, of course, Florida State tomorrow night as they take on LSU. And we'll talk a lot about that on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection a little bit later on. And what else was I going to talk about? On the side of golf, that was interesting. Oh, let's go back to that Cam Smith deal.
Yeah.
Cam Smith is a beach bum that just happens to be a superb golfer from Australia. Now, I liked his reasoning because there's a lot of flexibility in this tour time right now, especially after the announcement, the commitment of 20 events. But this kid just wants to chill out. He wants to go back to Australia more often and hang out with his posse, as you say,
right,
his cronies, his mates.
Yeah.
And pound, you know.
He's trying to lever up the beach bum, lever down
exactly,
the golf. Exactly.
And he's been over here 7 years. He's 29 years old. And I can see, you know, he lives in Jacksonville.
She's 29.
He's 29. The mullet man. Anyway.
That mullet isn't 29, that's for sure.
No. So you know, their hopes are to have the Aussies, of course, have host an LIV tournament. Of course they will.
Yeah, of course.
With Greg Norman, the Shark, being the head of this rogue group of.
He's 100% loving this. I mean, having that. He's going to, having Cam and him. He's definitely going to take it to Australia. I tune in a little bit. You know what? I'd watch the leaderboard. I probably wouldn't watch it live on YouTube or whatever.
Well, let's talk a little local golf. Let's talk about youth golf, something that we absolutely embrace here. Of course, we're brought to you by Coors Light and Shrimpy's Waterfront. And we're going to talk to John a little bit later on the air. But right now, well, we're going to talk to Mike Connors, and he's kind enough to join us. He is involved in youth golf in the area. You know how immersed we are with First Tee.
Exactly.
And he's kind enough to join us this morning on the Tee Florida down here from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. What's going on, Michael? Mike? Mike on the mic. We got Mike there.
Radio silence from Mike?
Or radio silence on our hookup.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing Mike, my friend, but
in the meantime, I'll pontificate a little bit. So you talked about our local touch base. Got a connection with First Tee, St. Pete, somebody that I've been connected with. We're on live radio today, so I'll give a little history recap of what we've been doing for the past, you know, couple months. Me, Oscar Garner, the resident caddy from the Midwest, came down here on a golf mission to come connect with the community. One of the organizations that we love to support is the First Tee of St. Pete. If anybody's not familiar with First Tee, it's a youth organization focused on supporting the youth, at-risk youth, reaching people who might have been unreachable in the past, and connecting them with the game of golf, teaching them, you know, the finer skills of life, discipline, health, wellness, and exposing them to a game they wouldn't have access to. I'm all about access to the community. I love promoting the game of golf. It definitely set me up on my career. So, yeah, that's an organization that we support. They're out of Twin Brooks, anybody not familiar with Twin Brooks, but they're, you know, local to the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area. Twin Brooks Golf Course is the headquarters of their of that chapter of the organization. Headquartered there, they facilitate a after-school program and a summer program. They're actually kicking off the after-school right now, and they could really use your help. They're funded by, believe it or not, used golf club sales. So what they do is they take donations, and they'll take any golf club. They'll take any golf club, and I've been in their little storage facility, guys. It's crazy how many golf courses they have, how many golf clubs they have. From hickory sticks all the way up to the newest blades, they've got something. They'll take anything, and they'll sell it on eBay, and they use those proceeds to support the kids. Twin Brooks was kind enough to allow them to use their facilities to come through and you know to set up shop. Been able to go out there a couple times and volunteer, and it's a great mission. During the summer, they facilitate some golf training. But during the school year, they do after-school programs where they actually go out on buses, pick these kids up from the local schools in St. Pete, and bring them to this par 3 course, 9-hole par 3. Beautiful course, by the way. You've hit balls there before.
Oh, absolutely.
It's right in your range. I think the net's 220. So I think
it's ideal for me.
Yeah.
Because what did you say, 220?
It's about 220.
I don't know about 220, brother.
No, it's longer than that.
I'm walking out there about 150, and I'm happy.
But yeah, it's a great setup out there. You know, teaching kids the game of golf, but also, you know, if you go in their facility, they have an arts and crafts area. They have a tutoring area. You know, they focus on getting homework done. They're focused on healthy meals after school. Some of these kids, and when I mean, you know, at risk, these are kids who might not have gone to high school. These are kids who definitely weren't going to go to college. Who might not eat at home. You know, their only meal is at school and maybe at first tee after school. So they're able to not only facilitate a connection to a community that they didn't have access to before, they're able to promote wellness and health within these guys' lifestyles, right? And these are young kids who are, like I said, wouldn't be golf players, but they have a better swing than you and me. I mean, you've met PGA, you've met John Daly. Those little kids that came through, I mean, they have great swings. They're learning a lot, and it's inspiring. And they could really use your help.
Well, I could use our help. We're efforting Mike O'Connor for you and John Rieger. Hey, John, why don't you come over here, and we'll throw you on and do a little promo on the Tee Florida. This is Oscar Garner III, the Big O. He's my right-hand man. And this is... John, pronounce your last name, so I don't butcher it.
Yeah, Della Donna.
Della Donna. You're gonna get used to this radio thing. Get him set up there,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, I've never done this. So.
Well, you don't mind talking, even though you know what? He's gonna talk Georgia Bulldogs all day long on the intro of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
I don't mind it. I don't like the Ducks too much, so I'm rooting for you guys today.
All right.
But he's the proprietor of Shrimpy's Waterfront. Right down there on Blind Pass on the water. And I got to ask you, you got a golf game or do you suck?
I'm terrible. And I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty. That's
lefty's
why.
Lefty's supposed to have
I'm
a smooth lefty. Swing, man.
Yeah, I can. I'm a lefty. But I can chip pretty good.
Yeah, you're just right.
We're going to teach you Radio 101, buddy. Wait, yeah, you're the kind of guy where you should just be the... you'll be our West Coast 19th hole clubhouse. So when people get done golfing over there, they'll come over and mention on the Tee Florida, and we'll set up a promotion for them.
Oh yeah, well,
at Shrimpy's.
I need to get back into it because once you quit, you lose it.
Lose any progress you had, man. It's crazy.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Shrimpy's right now and all the cool things that are taking place now. If I come in and I want to watch, the President's Cup in September, you're going to accommodate. Right?
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
You guys are going to accommodate anybody from a sports perspective on weekends. That's kind of your philosophy. You've got music every day of the week, so you're kind of you know, Ferg doesn't have music every day of the week, but he likes to meld music and sports, and you're doing that at Shrimpy's, and congratulations on being the new proprietor. Coming down here from Atlanta.
Yeah, thank you so much. I I'm already enjoying it. It's a big step. I had nerves in my stomach, but I'm glad I did it. So far.
Well, you met some great people, Mark Ferguson. I'm not putting myself in that category yet, but maybe one day you'll say, I'm glad I met that cat. that crazy old man. That's what he thinks all the time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You crazy.
The crazy part, not the, I'm glad I met him, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, now we've got a left. See, I'm the hack. I consider him the consummate caddy, knows what's going on, and he's a pro. And then we have conversations with pros. In fact, we have conversation with John Rager as soon as we get this figured out and have him on the air. So now we've got two hacks and a pro and several pros that we talk to. So you're going to get out there. You're the left-handed hack. I'm the right-handed hack, my man.
Two halves of a hack hold.
Exactly. So let's talk about the number of you've got numerous televisions. And it's a cool spot. It's right in the water. You've driven by it before.
Yeah, I got a vending machine down on Blind Pass.
Oh, do you?
I've been by Trimpy's a couple times.
Well, you got to stop in. Ben Botham stopped in, my right-hand man, at the next show, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I sent him in like an undercover boss, undercover consumer, and he loved it. And what are you doing on weekends now with the menu a little bit, making sports-oriented?
Oh, yeah. No, we've got 20 TVs, so got a good football menu now. They already have, we've got a great seafood, Louisiana, Florida fusion. We kind of want to describe it. You can get some spicy seafood, but it's New Orleans style. But for football and sports, for the fall, we wanted to add to it. And never had wings, never had chili dogs, nachos, and chili fries. So all the football fans can enjoy their tailgate menu.
We're expanding the menu a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit for the football.
Yep. Okay.
Only on the weekends, game days. Only game days you get it, and Monday night and Thursday night football.
Okay. Yeah,
it's good. I had the wings. We rolled it out today.
Oh really? So this is like groundbreaking right here. This is for the season. We're kicking it off. Okay.
Yep. Noon today. Kick it off at noon with the football menu. Yep.
Okay. Now tell so. I don't know too much about your story. I know Mike mentioned you're down from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So native Atlanta?
Native Georgia, middle Georgia, Macon, Georgia native.
Macon, okay.
I mean, the whole, I guess, routine that a lot of Georgians do. You grow up in Georgia, go to Athens, go to UGA, move to Atlanta.
You ever go to the Masters?
Yeah, I've been. Yep.
Tell your experience about the Masters.
Yeah.
You're holding out, man. We're talking golf. And all of a sudden, you haven't been there.
You say you change subjects on me.
Masters. This is the golf show. We'll talk about that later on.
All right.
I didn't think I'd get any content out of you regarding golf.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about being a patron walking the glory of Augusta and as a non-golfer, what you thought of it.
Oh. It's definitely the hardest ticket to find, I will tell you that. I got in because I'm from Georgia and I had some friends that live in Augusta. They had extra tickets. But what's cool about it, it's hard to get in, but once you get in, the drinks and the food is super old school classic prices. And I'd say that the atmosphere.
Did you have a pimento sandwich?
I did. Pimento sandwich. Yep, had that.
Well, and somebody tells me that the price of the food, the beverages is all reasonable.
Oh,
even the apparel is reasonable.
Yep, I like how they do that. They kept the prices really cheap and old school. I think maybe when they started, they don't gouge you on the prices when you go in. It's amazing, and I went a couple times and Woods. That's when I went when he won it.
Oh man, to see Tiger at Augusta, jeez.
Yeah, that was my first time, and he won it that day. Wearing the red.
This was recently then. This is in the past few years.
No, that was a long time ago.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No, Tiger just won 2019. So okay.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It was on a Sunday though. He had his red shirt on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if John Rieger, are we able to catch John Rieger now?
Unfortunately, no, the call just dropped.
Give him a try again, my man.
All right, bear with me. I'll get him back on in a few minutes.
Okay. You'll have to forgive us, folks. This is our beta test on the new production capabilities with all the bells and whistles. We'll take a break here at about 11:20. We'll come back and we'll continue this conversation. But what year were you? Was it that you were at the Masters?
I can't remember the year, but it was the first year Tiger won it, whatever that was. That's been a while.
1999, was that 97 he won? 99.
97. 21-year-old Tiger won his first
match. And then I went the second time, whenever that was. So those two, I just happened to be when he won it twice.
You've been there twice when he won?
Yeah.
Just a casual thing for him to say. Yeah. Most people would be telling us the elaborate story. I'm surprised you. Did you drink a lot of beverages?
I didn't drink much, no. I don't know. It was so crowded. It was packed.
Doesn't he sound like he was captivated?
Yeah.
It's obviously you're not a golfer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can have a conversation with John Rieger from Crescent Beach, Florida. You on the air there, John?
I hope I am. Can you hear me? Am I on the air?
Oh, my God. I'm going to kiss all these guys on the lips.
Oh, my God. Don't go there.
We actually had
success.
I'm here success.
At Crescent Beach with Wild Bill. Wild Bill this morning has just been catching seaweed, no fish. We got too many storms turning it up out there. But before we get started with the John Rieger Golf Report, we have to hear Wild Bill's introduction to the John Rieger Golf Report.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the John Rieger Golf Report.
All right.
So you know he's got this big flag sitting out in front of me. It says "Old Pirates Rule," so you can tell why.
Well, I gotta ask you this: how many beverages have you guys already thrown down at 11:28? Or you don't want to divulge that since he's
I'm a successful oral surgeon. I don't drink while I'm on the air, but for Wild Bill, he may have had a few Cuban coffees this morning. So. But it's looking good here. But, hey, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit just briefly before we go into our main topics of LIV Golf and PGA Tour and those kind of things. I used to be an executive director of the First Tee of Greater Ocala. So I worked with the First Tee organization for a number of years. And our listeners out there, if you can do anything there is for the First Tee of St. Pete, it's much welcome. Even if you don't want to buy a used golf club, just donate some money to them. Go to their website, donate money, because this program it offers the opportunity for golf, not only for kids that will never have the opportunity to even have golf part of their lives, but it offers them also something about core values. And in every lesson plan with the First Tee, everything they do, they have core values, and the core values are caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. These are some of the core values of the First Tee. So these kids not only learn how to hit a golf ball and have fun playing golf and hopefully stick with it the rest of their life, they actually are learning these core values. So anyways, I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. And being an alumni, executive director of the First Tee, I can tell you that it's very worthwhile for our listeners out there to get involved. Anything, even if you can donate $5 or anything, just do it. It'll be a great help. It goes a long way towards the kids.
All right. So I want your wisdom in the future for us from a content standpoint. You know, as the world winds down, I guess we could talk Corn Ferry. We talk LIV right now. You got to get creative on content as soon as the President's Cup's done.
Well, that's going to be interesting. You know, we'll probably next week we'll cover more about the President's Cup, because I'm not sure what the international team's going to do to make sure they field the team. Yeah, this week, LIV Golf, they had some of their key players are going to be on the international team, leave for the LIV Golf Tour. So I think that, this week, you had Cam Smith leave, and you had a variety of others out there leave. And so when I look at the President's Cup, I look at what the international team's going to do. They're scrambling right now, but we'll see what's going to happen. So but I don't think you'll ever run out of content, though, for a golf show, especially in the off season. All these guys and gals out there, they hit their social media pretty hard, and they come up with all kinds of different controversies. But, sometimes when you do a golf report and you talk about the world of golf, you want to be positive on a lot of different things. So even with the controversy of LIV Golf, they have a tournament going on this weekend. It's in Bolton, Massachusetts. It's at the International Golf Club. They have a course called the Oaks Course. And they have the newcomers, of course, Cameron Smith I talked to you about. Joaquin Neiman is playing. Anibar Lahiri. And so they're playing well. They just joined the tour, and they're playing well. And so what happens is with LIV Golf, it's 54 holes of golf. It's something that there's a no cut. There's a lot of money to be made, a lot of money to be paid. But this week, Phil Mickelson had an interview out there, which is interesting because in the court cases that came out, Phil was his contract was revealed with LIV Golf, and one of the things was is that he can't talk to media just on his own. He's got to make sure that they approve what he's going to say. But I get that because, you know, he that's how this whole controversy started with him when he went on a podcast and said some things and just it changed his entire life, obviously. But he did say that as a former Masters champion, he would like to come back and play in the Masters. Bubba Watson, who's won the Masters twice, said that he'd like to come back and play in the Masters if they'll allow him. So the Masters in Augusta is in a situation right now with both of them that what are they going to do with the LIV Golf players? How are they going to go about doing it? But Phil Mickelson said he had talked to, off the record, so many PGA Tour pros, actually thanked him for his efforts of what he did, because the PGA Tour next year is going to play for a lot of money in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought, you know, he is a brilliant almost politician, and he changed the directive on his conversations, obviously. But he's got other concerns besides that, and that's his game right now. He hasn't broke 70 since he joined the LIV tournament.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think he's 52 years old now. So he's actually a Champions Tour player at this particular point. He's a senior. So I'm not quite sure that he's supposed to be out there winning every tournament. You know, and he's at the age where, you know, he should be playing senior golf. It's interesting that LIV Golf, you know, maybe they should start a little seniors division or something, because there's a lot more players out there who have just joined LIV Golf, obviously, this year, like Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter and some of the others that, you know, they're in their late 40s. And what are they going to do when they turn 50? So I would not put it past LIV Golf to start a senior tour out there. And obviously, you know, Phil would be the big cheerleader for it. But right now, yeah, they're paying for his image, his likeness, his popularity, things like that. Which leads me into a discussion about the new tip program, they call it. I don't know if our listeners recall, but what happened with the Player Impact Program, this was revealed by a sports writer. It wasn't supposed to be public knowledge, for the PGA Tour paid out like $10 million bonus for impact, for the impact of name, image, likeness, those kind of things. How many, you know, websites, you know, what if you have a website or if you have a lot of social media likes and stuff like that. So obviously Tiger won. And Tiger just beat out Phil on it. So it shows you the impact of it. Well, now, in 2023, from what I've read, and this is public knowledge now, that they're putting $100 million into the Player Impact Program. But they're doing something a little different, too. They're tying that into the top 20 who are eligible to play in the no-cut events. I think there's like 16 events of impact that they have on the PGA Tour that they've upgraded into like $20 million purses, some of them with no cuts. And so it's interesting because the world's golf bodies, especially for major championships, they always have, well, who's in the top 70, the top 50, the top 30? Well, the top 30 of the PGA Tour, a lot of influence on their top 30, and narrowing it down to the top 20 that are guaranteed to play for, you know, another $100 million guaranteed, relies on this Player Impact Program. It relies on their social media prowess and their media exposures and things like that. So the first time the PGA Tour is going to allow golfers, just like LIV Golf, to go in and rank their players and pay their players, not necessarily on performance, but on their performance in social media and media impressions and those kind of things. So it's a strange new world out there. But the PGA Tour, you know, they have to compete. And so they decided to step up, create a lot of extra revenue, and go out there and create a program now that, just like LIV Golf, it didn't necessarily mean that Phil Mickelson is going to go out there and lead the money list on on Live Golf, and he's you know, you've got some under 30 golfers out there, like Cam Smith. You know, they're in the prime of their career. You know, Phil's not going to be a match for him, but he'll sneak up there. I bet you he'll win a Live Golf one of these days. But I think that with all the off-course distractions, things that he's undergone personally with his life, you know, he's lost a lot of friends on the PGA Tour. It's kind of he's lost a lot of celebrity friends. It's sad, but at the same time, he will make a comeback. And I think he is trying to make a comeback, and I think he's trying to rehabilitate his career.
You're listening on the Tee Florida, and we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. The Big O, Oscar Garner III, Ben Botham stepped in. He'll be ready in about 42 minutes to carry the old man through Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And we've got the wise one, John Rager, sitting. I don't know how wise he is, sitting next to Wild Bill this early in the morning up there on Crescent Beach. But as usual, bringing us great content. And guess what we're going to do, John? This is groundbreaking. We're going to actually take a break at 11:40 and come back to you. And that means that we've got commercials, and we had our buddy from Shrimpy's here, Shrimpy's Waterfront. I can't wait to take you and Barry over there. You can sit outside and smoke some stogies, watch your favorite contest, and great to have them on board as well.
Well, you know, that's fantastic news with Shrimpy's Blues Bistro on the waterfront there. I tell you, I have not been there yet, but it's my kind of place. I love to go to places that you can sit outside and have a beverage, and man, you can light up a stogie. That's even more of a bonus there. But yeah, I was looking through their website, and I was looking at some of the images that people post out there. It looks like you're going to have a great time when you go to Shrimpy's. And one of the things that really struck me, they said, bring the bayou to the Bay Area. So, you know, I know that you were talking about pimento cheese sandwiches in honor of the Masters or honor of Southern cuisine. So tells me that it's pretty eclectic, and customers like us are going to be, we're eclectic too. So what a perfect fit for all of us.
I got to ask you this, and I didn't ask John. As a Northerner, I tried a pimento sandwich. I think they blow. I mean, you like those babies? Look at Ben Botham. He's a native Floridian. What do you got to say, youngster?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time in Savannah, Georgia, and I had plenty of pimento cheese sandwiches.
That's because you were a poor college student.
No, they're delicious. They'll put pulled pork on it, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you didn't say that. I just thought it was a little pimento, and I'm like...
No, you got to mix in a little bit of pulled pork, kind of like how they do at the Lightning games.
I've never seen anybody wake up so fast when he saw me bad-mouthing your pimento sandwiches.
Pimento cheese is a staple. It's delicious.
Botham just rose from the dead to come get you. Look.
Oh, I cannot allow the bad-mouth of pimento cheese. Here
okay, my northern ass, I back off. But John, your opinion.
Mike, because you know what? Down in the South, food's a religion, just like college football that we're all going to enjoy later on. So you Yankees up there, you don't even know how to put sugar in your iced tea. So or have
a like Barry Smith.
Your egg.
He gave me a sweet tea lesson the other day when he made me eat fried green tomatoes for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, you know, you put a little hot sauce and ranch on those, it's good to go, you know.
All right, man. Well, I think we're going to wind down and take a quick break, and then we'll come back and have some more conversation. And we'll talk a little bit about the President's Cup, and then we got an LPGA leaderboard that we neglected, and we certainly can't do that keeping the ladies out. And you guys will be watching a little college football up there in Crescent Beach this weekend, I'm sure, too.
Homer Halsett in Land O'Lakes reminds us to salute our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. These men and women are willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. First responders are the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. This message is from Homer Halsett in Land O'Lakes, our area's premier cleanup hauling service. Call owner Homer Kilfoyle at 813-787-8463.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
As we approach the anniversary of the tragic occurrence of September 11th, Robert Binns Roofing honors the American heroes who have made this country what it is. From those serving in our military to the men and women of our police and fire departments, we salute you. That's courtesy of local leaders that care about our American heroes. Robert Binns Roofing, where service is always more than a word, it's a fact, based on the importance placed on satisfying their customers with quality and integrity. Call 863-984-9685. That's 863-984-9685. 685, waving their flags high.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Well, that applause is certainly not for that wonderful opening that we had there, Big O.
Definitely not.
But you know what? This is our beta test. John Riegel was in radio for quite some time. He understands, and I just got a nice text from my main man, Joe Boudreau, who's kept this rolling for a couple years. Great juggling thing at Radio Central. Because, actually, here's another first, John. We are on the stream, our sports-only channel, and this is our inaugural launch on the, it's on the RadioSaintPete.com platform, but this is the stream, all sports radio, and through the month of September, we'll continue to add productions. We got four ready to roll this week, and looking forward to that. So, let's talk a little what you boys are going to be doing up there at Crescent Beach as far as watching college football.
Well, you know, I just heard when we went to commercial break that you're going to make me talk about the President's Cup. So, yeah, we can do that. The President's Cup, I know, is
coming up. It's up to you. Whatever you have on that agenda up there, You just go down the list and check them off.
We have no agenda here at Crescent Beach, and we have no agenda on the golf show. What we did have is a lot of fun talking about golf. And you know, maybe next weekend we'll be talking more about the President's Cup at Quail Hollow up in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is a place that's hosted PGA Championships, four events, and it's one of the great golf courses out there that the PGA Tour has hosted. So we're going to see what the President's Cup team is going to round itself out to be. Hey, you know, and if you want to talk about a little bit about the what's going on with the LPGA, you know, they're playing up at the Marathon. It's called the Dana Championship. And if you go to johnragergolf.com, or if you go to any of my social media for the John Rager Golf Report, you will see my daily report that you can click on a link, and you could go and look and read about everything happening in the world of golf. There's a lot to keep up with. You know, you think about it, you've got the PGA Tour, the PGA of America. Now you got LIV Golf thrown in there, generating a lot of interest, LPGA, USGA, and then a whole plethora of everything that's going on as far as what's going on with the tour. So the LPGA Tour, they're in Sylvania, Ohio. Now this tournament, they call it the Dana Tournament, and it's presented by Marathon, but you'll see that this tournament has a long history. And for our listeners out there who enjoyed the TV show MASH, Jamie Farr, he was the one that wanted to dress up like a lady and get thrown out of the military, and they'd never let him. And I'm not going to make any jokes about that at this particular point on our work society, but I can tell you that it was funny at the time, and he was the host, celebrity host of that golf tournament for many years. So, you know, if you look at the leaderboard, you know, Lydia Ko is leading, and she is probably one of the top LPGA players that you can admire and look at. And, you know, who knows? It depends on how extended her career is going to be, but she might go down as one of the top five lady golfers of all time. So, you know, any of these tournaments and things that we talk about, go to their websites. The websites are great. They can, you go to lpga.com and you can click and you can watch where to watch. You can get the latest news. So, you know, we know football season's coming up. And I got to tell you a quick story, Mike. You got time for this?
Absolutely. For you, to keep the show rolling.
Very good.
Fire away, my man. Content, content, so content.
years ago, we had a syndicated radio show, and we were down at Tampa Stadium, Raymond James Stadium. And we were there, and we did our golf remote before a Bucks game. And so our deal was that we would do it in the morning, and then right after us would be the Buccaneer Radio Network, and they would have their, you know, analysts come on, and, you know, and everybody wanted to listen in. So even though you think the world of golf and the interest will be waning, actually, for golf shows like us, we're before football. You know, we get it done before football, and then everybody wants to listen to the radio early, and they pick up golf. So we're doing this remote, and there's a huge traffic jam and an accident on I-275. Can you imagine that? And it was gridlock, and the talent, you know, the broadcasters who were going to come right into where we were doing the remote, use our equipment, take over, do the pregame, they couldn't get there, and they didn't have the board operator could not get them hooked up in the car. He didn't have advanced cell phones like you have now. So my broadcast partner and I, we had to start the pregame. We had to end our golf show, but we had Hale Irwin on. And for our listeners out there, he's an old guy. He's in the World Golf Hall of Fame, but he played football for Colorado State. Now, when we did the golf interview with him, it was pretty cool.
I'm sorry to interrupt. He played at Colorado. He was a Buffalo.
Colorado State, I think, wasn't he?
He was a Buffalo.
We better have a fact check out there.
I'll do that fact check. I sat with them several times, but I'll look it up while you continue your story.
Well, I believe you, Mike, because you're older than the hill, so you've got a lot more experience than I do on that. But we did know he played college football. And so what happened was the golf interview, man, it was dry. It was trying to pull it out of him. You know, he did it because we were big supporters of the Champions Tour, and he was coming down to play in the Champions Tour event in Tampa in a couple months after football season. So he went ahead, you know, and he agreed to be on our show. So then we told him, we said, listen, Hale, we're in trouble. We have to host the Buccaneer pregame football show. The talent's just not here. But we got a couple golf guys. We don't know a whole lot about football, but you do. And he goes, oh, man, I'd love to stay on the show. And he became animated, and we had this great show. Unfortunately, what happened is, you know, we had a call-in line, right? And people call in and go, "I'm football guys. We don't want to listen to these golf pros. We want football players. We want football." So we survived about 45 minutes, and thank God the talent showed up, and they had a successful show. So that was our brief career in broadcasting a pregame for an NFL broadcast.
Hey, well, that was quick thinking, and he did go to Colorado, but I had several short interviews with him at the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines, and as you said, I'm glad you found a topic that he has passion for, because when I was trying to stay on point on the golf topic, it wasn't a real engaging conversation, you know, like sitting down and talking to my buddy Fuzzy Zeller or the Walrus. And I thought he was kind of aloof. He won the event the year before, so he came out for media day. But he also, the Chicago Bears wanted him in a big way. He was the real deal in football.
Well, if you look at the Champions Tour players out there, a lot of times people say, well, all the young players now on the PGA Tour are athletes. Of course they are. But, you know, you look back to these tour pros, no matter what their era was, it doesn't matter in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, these are athletes. You know, you can't tell me that even though Jack Nicklaus looked a little portly, that he wasn't a great athlete, or Arnold Palmer had forearms as size as, you know, Popeye, that they weren't athletes. No, all the great athletes out there, the great golfers, are all good athletes. It just happens to be nowadays, you know, people are stronger, they're bigger, they're taller, the nutrition's better, the training's better, the technology's better. But if you lined everybody up, apples to apples versus apples to oranges, you know, you have that one thing about when people say, wait, listen, what if Bobby Jones played Tiger Woods? What would happen? Well, here's what would happen. It's if you give them all the same technology at the peak and the same training, you know, it's going to be pretty interesting. So it's going to be, but you can't compare different eras like that. But Hale Irwin was a tremendous athlete. I'm sure he could have played in the NFL and had a good career there. That's how good of an athlete he was.
Well, another one of my favorites, and I got to spend some real good quality time with him, he's a character. Thorpe, Jim Thorpe, he went to Morgan State, and he was a hell of a football player, and he still looks like one.
Yeah, so, you know, and there's a lot of crossover now, too. There's a lot of college golfers out there that actually played football or basketball in high school, and they went to turn to golf. Yeah, here's a quick
quick thought out to a fellow PGA golf professional just passed away. His name's Norm Francis. Norm was 92 years old, and for years he was the director of golf at Sun City Center. Norm was one of the great characters of golf, but one of the great mentors for all us young people. You know, Norm, after a tournament, we'd go into the bar, get a beer, and sit down, and he would tell us some tremendous stories of when he was coming up in the game of golf and some of the people that mentored him. So he just passed recently. If you go to nfpga.com, that's North Florida Section PGA.com, you'll see a little link there, and you know his obituary. But you know, I know that you know many people probably don't know him anymore. But I just want to pass out a remembrance to Norm Francis, PGA golf professional, 50 years, just passed at age of 92.
This John Riggery Golf Report is brought to you by Coors Light here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I wanted to ask you about Tom Weisskopf. Did your paths ever cross? Won 18 times. He's got a major, superb in golf course design. We just lost him, I think, at 78 years young.
Yeah, and he should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame, and he's not. And he really should. I mean, you know, he's won enough tournaments and won a major, stuff like that. I think what happened was back in the 70s where he was going to be on the Ryder Cup team, and he turned it down because I guess he was a big-time hunter, and there was some sort of sheep or something that would round out his trophy hunt. He declined to go play in the Ryder Cup so he could play, he could go hunting. But in those days, the Ryder Cup wasn't in the 70s. It was just U.S. versus Great Britain and, you know, and Ireland, and we would win. So it wasn't like it is today where it's one of the most important sports events in golf and probably in the world of sports. So, he got slighted on that. But I think that you're going to find that his impact in the world of golf, even beyond his golf career, Jack Nicklaus said that, you know, Tom Weisskopf was probably the greatest talent he's ever seen out there. But, you know, but they called him Terrible Tom. He had a temper. But here's a quick story here about what happened and a pro named Bert Yancey. Bert Yancey was played on the PGA Tour, West Point graduate, but Bert had some psychological challenges, and he wouldn't take his medicine. And what would happen is sometimes Bert would just totally lose it on the golf course. You know, he wouldn't even know where he was, who he was. And so Tom withdrew from a tournament one time because he was good friends with Bert. He saw that Bert didn't take his medicine, and Bert was struggling, and fans were making fun of Bert, and, you know, was getting to serious situations. So Tom was like, he's like one of the leaders of the tournament. He withdrew after 9 holes because he grabbed Bert and got him out of there to take care of his friend. So those are kind of things that are starting to come about now, becoming more prevalent as people look back into his life and stuff like that. But wonderful man, great golf course designer. He's designed some incredible tracks out there. One of the smartest golf professionals you'll ever meet. So, yeah, it was sad to see his passing from pancreatic cancer. Really sad day for the world of golf, but he had a great life, and he was very well thought of. And, you know, his name, Terrible Tom, I think it's just kind of waned into history, and hopefully he can get into the World Golf Hall of Fame. He deserves it and needs to be in there as an example for some of the younger golfers out there to study golf history and know that this is one of the great golfers and humanitarians and golf course architects in our history.
Well, Tom Weisskopf, you know, was actually 80, as I knew it was close. But he was very candid, and you got to respect him later in his life and towards the end of his life regarding his career. He said that, he liked to throw him down a lot to the point he had a problem. And he said that hurt his progress and his success. He said, I probably lost 5-6 tournaments because of my love for partying.
Well, you know, that's affected a lot of PGA Tour players. You know, Tom Watson's a notable one, too. You know, one of the great series to watch, and I'm not sure if the Golf Channel's going to air him anymore, with David Faraday. You know, and he would have Faraday, and he would have interviews with these famous golfers and then different celebrities and athletes that, you know, have affinity towards golf. And you know, we all know that David Faraday now has gone to LIV Golf, gone to Live Golf to be a commentator, which has really upgraded their broadcast. So Faraday had Tom Watson on one time for his thing, and Tom Watson said very similar thing. I mean, Tom Watson is one of the greatest golfers of all time. I think he's won six major champions. No, he's won like eight, I think, and he's won the Open Championship five times, almost the sixth time at age 60. But he had to get off the sauce that was ruined his first marriage, and when he did that, he became a completely different person and went on to, amend a lot of broken relationships out there. But, yeah, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge of human nature. It's a challenge in any sport, whether it's golf, basketball, football, whatever. And always the good news is that there's always redemption. You know, we live in a society right now that's a little woke. And woke means that if somebody screws up and does something or says the wrong thing or whatever, there's no forgiveness. Well, that's not the point. And golfers are very forgiving. You know, when somebody does something, like look at John Daly. Everybody loves John Daly. Man, did he have a lot of demons in his head, you know, with his drinking, and he's been married so many times, and gambling, and whatever. But, you know, everybody loves John Daly today because he's been through it, you know, and we believe in redemption for him, and he's gone on to kind of be a cultural folk hero, which is another person that needs to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. And besides, you remember last week we had Major Ed on talking about the Hearts of Lions Foundation? Well, I believe November 20th at Clearwater Country Club, they've got a golf tournament there. So next week we're going to have somebody on that's going to tell us a little bit more about it. Matt Dawson from Today's Golf Challenge, and he's got one of these blasters. It's this gun that you can – I call it a gun. It's hooked up to a for lack of a better word, a pressurized can of – I don't know if it's CO2 or whatever, and it blasts through this – looks like a shotgun with a golf ball on it. You can – blast it 400 yards, and you can sit there on the tee and hit the green, and if they raise money for charity. But I believe November 20th, Clearwater Country Club, Heart of Lion Foundation, John Daly's charity. Major Ed is heading that up. We had him on last week, and what a great humanitarian and story about his service to the country and how he had to suffer through getting blown up over in Iraq, and has went on to help golfers, and it's great to see him hook up with John Daly. So candidate for the World Golf Hall.
We'll be there, my man. I got to wind things down. We'll be there. You guys have a safe and a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next week here on the Tee Florida. Thank you, John.
All right, logging out with Wild Bill, who hasn't caught anything today.
All right. He's catching a buzz. All right. From the Fergs Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. I'm glad you helped me get through that first.
Of course. What would you do without me?
I've been forced to do a lot without you, and it puts me in a stressful mode.
Well, anyway. I'm here when you need me the most.
Okay. I'll remember that. All right. For the Big O, I'm Mike Rickard. I want to thank John Rager for bailing us out, Joe Boudreau, Matt on the controls. Thanking you for listening on the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio show next. And as always, remember, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass. And always hit them straight.